Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So, just to recap where we are. Joe Biden deliberately imported a jihadi army of actual terrorists. It's an incredible development considering that we spent around $6 trillion, we're still paying it off, to fight the terrorists in Afghanistan, Iraq, and over there so we wouldn't have to fight them here. But then we changed our mind and brought them here anyway. I guess after it was discovered that if you import Sunni Muslims, they vote Democrat at the highest rate of any group on earth, higher even than Black Americans, an average 92% rate. After watching the devastating shooting in Australia, 16 dead, with a father and son jihadi team manning the guns, I thought we should recap exactly the size and scope of the terrorist army deliberately imported by Joe Biden's administration. So to recap, last week we learned that Joe Biden allowed 18,000 terror watch list members into the country. This is Joe Kent, Trump's head of the Joint Counterterrorism Center. That's a federal agency that tracks terrorists. Here he is testifying under oath last week. And folks, I have wanted this figure for a long time, this number. I wanted to know how many total there were who showed up at the border and were released by Joe Biden, or came in on visas and were released into the country by Joe Biden. Here's Joe Kent, Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center, testifying last week under oath.
The number one threat that we have right now, in my view, is the fact that we don't know who came into our country in the last 4 years of Biden's open borders. What we have identified is alarming, and I want to share that with you today. We just recently put out a warning of the heightened risk of terrorist attacks posed to the homeland by terrorists pretty much of all stripes, but in particular from ISIS and from Al-Qaeda. NCTC has been crunching the numbers and going through the sheer volume of known and suspected terrorists that are in the country that came in under the Biden administration. So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases facilitated their entry into the country, just like the entry of the Afghan terrorists who committed the terrorist attack here just before Thanksgiving, killing one of our National Guard members and wounding another. That Afghan was brought into the country as a group of over 100,000 Afghans who were brought here during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. These individuals, despite what has been reported, were not vetted properly to come into the United States. The individual terrorist who committed the attack in D.C., he was vetted to serve as a soldier in Afghanistan. The Biden administration essentially used his tactical level vetting as a ruse to bring him here and to bring him into our communities. And we've seen the tragic results of that. Now, that Afghan, that attacker, that terrorist is just one of 88,000. We've identified 2,000 of that group of 88,000 who have ties to terrorist organizations. We're working right now hand in hand with DHS and with the FBI to run down this 2,000, the Afghans who came here under Allies Welcome who have ties to terrorist organizations, and additionally the other 16,000 individuals with ties to terrorist organizations that Biden let into our country. That is probably the top terrorist threat that we face right now, and that doesn't include the individuals who came here illegally through the open border. That number, alarmingly, remains unknown at this time. We're trying to figure out who those individuals are as well. Also, adding to this elevated threat, we have ISIS and Al-Qaeda that have found sanctuary in places like Afghanistan and Syria due to the transitional nature of those governments, and also, again, in Iraq and some of the hinterlands of Iraq. And these terrorists are able to communicate and spread their propaganda and a lot of their know-how thanks to the proliferation of encrypted apps and also due to just the internet writ large. The new terrorist tactic that we're seeing more and more is moving away from very deliberate cellular attacks that we can infiltrate easily while they communicate into an inspirational methodology where you have key members putting out media and putting out how-to guides to reach out and to touch individuals inside the United States. We recently disrupted one of those attacks just before Halloween, thanks to the work of the FBI with support from really the entire U.S. intelligence community and the Joint Terrorism Task Force model in Michigan. That plot touched multiple states and had ties to ISIS inside Iraq and Syria.
Now, understand something. These 18,000 terrorists are not those who snuck in among the 2 million gotaways. We've got sensors in the ground along the border. We know exactly how many gotaways there are. We just don't know who they were. So the 18,000 terrorists are the ones that the Biden administration knowingly let in. These are, again, people who showed up at the border, or we just didn't vet them and let them in on immigrant visas. I'd be willing to bet the contents of my 401k, double or nothing, that there's at least another 20,000 people on terror watch list, at least another 20,000 that came in among the 2 million gotaways. These are people who, could have gotten the free Obama phone, could have gotten the free plane ticket wherever they want to go in the country, could have gotten all kinds of welfare, could have been among the 9 million illegal immigrants who got Social Security numbers illegally under Joe Biden, and they could be living large. Many terrorists did. Remember, Kristi Noem earlier this year announced that a fully 6,000 terrorists, people on the terror watch list, had been illegally given Social Security numbers to hide them on the welfare rolls. That's, of course, during the tenure of Joe Biden. Here to recap that from earlier this year is Department of Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program. And if they are here illegally, then they certainly shouldn't be using that Social Security number to be on our programs, and they should be removed or given the opportunity to go home on their own. That's the one thing President Trump would like, is everybody to be given the opportunity to go home if they would wish to.
Okay, yeah, but when we talk about this, it is illegal for Joe Biden to have given non-citizen social security numbers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, so to recap up till this point, 18,000 known terrorists on either the U.S. terror watch list, that's about 1.1 million people, or the international terror watch list, were encountered at the border, and the Democrats said, what the hell, and let them in. Okay. Then, over the weekend, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, comes out and says that, you know, hey, remember those Afghans that Biden loaded on the planes without vetting them? Yeah, there were 2,000 terrorists in the bunch.
There were over 100,000 people who came into our country because of that disastrous withdrawal. I'll tell you, the vast majority of them were not properly vetted. They certainly were not vetted at anywhere near the standard that we require. And of that number, right, we know that there are at least 2,000 who are here who have ties to or are known or suspected terrorists.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. But do we know for sure that's it? No.
So you have 88,000 who came on the Afghan evacuation program, and you're saying most have not been accurately vetted. What percentage can we vouch for, and which percentage are totally unknown?
Because of the very irresponsible and dangerous approach that the Biden administration took, we don't actually know the answer to that. This is why, through our National Counterterrorism Center, we are going through and working with our partners in the FBI and Department of Homeland Security in going and actually re-vetting every single one of these individuals.
Now, never forget, these men were very deliberately brought here. This wasn't an oopsie-doopsie in the middle of the voter replacement drive at the border, right, where they just got sloppy and didn't vet everyone. They didn't even care. Newsom terrorists would be in there, but, you know, whatever. They're just trying to get one-party rule. Never forget that the UK Daily Mail reported that they had sent the border agents out there to create a crossing at Lukeville. There was no crossing at Lukeville before. They actually permanently welded open a door in the Trump border wall. And every night, 700 to 1,000 Muslim men, no women, would file through this opening. And there's plenty of other places they could have come through where the door was left wide open and the Biden people stand there and just process the voters. They didn't. Clearly did not want the public to get a look at these Muslim men from over a dozen Muslim countries that were deliberately being brought in to the desert and filed through in the middle of the night by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. We only know this because an internet journalist by the name of Anthony Aguero got wind of it, began going down there every night, documenting it, filming it. And eventually attracted the notice of Fox News' Bill Malusian, who then went and did his own reports. Here's Anthony Aguero's original reporting on this.
The last couple of months, I myself have documented countries from Afghanistan, Chad, Egypt, Guinea, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mali, Mauritania, Morocco, Pakistan, Senegal, Somalia, Turkey, Yemen, Syria, Bangladesh, Cameroon, Iraq, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Uzbekistan. This organization is part of the, is called the Islamic Cooperation, and it was funded in 1969. 57 members of this particular organization is the total number of countries involved, and 56 of which are part of the United Nations. And these men continue to arrive every single night down here on the southern border. Last night I was out there with a group of about 700 Africans and men from the Middle East, all from predominantly Muslim countries. Out there in the desert, they start setting campfires, setting fires to trees, brushes. There's cactus. There's a reservation area out here for the cactus. Those are being depleted as they are being used as for burning purposes so that they can keep warm during the night. The cartel is so brazen that they're now just cutting right through the fence out.
Democrats wanted these men for some reason, and I have a feeling we're going to figure out what it is. Folks, watch for this. And this is what they may be holding off on terror attacks for. When Trump's economy began to boom, that's when the Chinese released, and I believe they released it, the COVID virus absolutely destroyed his economy. Well, remember what one 9/11 attack did to the economy? Can you imagine cascading attacks by these guys, by members of this 18,000 strong terrorist brotherhood that go on for week after week, month after month? Heck, it only take a couple of weeks for mass catastrophes. I mean, look at what the 9/11 hijackers, you know, basically two dozen people were able to do. So they may be waiting to take out a Trump economy if it gets too hot. I mean, we're already looking at 4.2% growth in this quarter that we would have had were it not, you know, for the shutdown. Democrats did manage to tamp it down to 3.5% growth with the shutdown. So Democrats may be keeping this as their panic button, that they could activate these cells if the economy gets too good and they're in danger of losing the midterm. Don't put it past them, folks.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.